time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Debbie Good.
Our guest today is Shannon McMurtry, PhD, Assistant Professor of Management Information Systems at Drury University. Dr. McMurtry, you specialize in cybersecurity, correct?
That's right. I teach cybersecurity courses at the undergraduate and at the graduate levels at Drury.
So what, in your opinion, are the primary threats to our election integrity that we face in the United States today?
Well, unfortunately, there's a wide variety of threats that I think we need to think about. One thing that I take some confidence in is the knowledge that our state's taking it very seriously. They're working very hard at it, but there's a wide variety of threats. Probably one of the biggest ones is just the general shortage of cybersecurity professionals worldwide to help with the problem. There's about a million unfilled jobs worldwide right now, basically 0% unemployment in the field of cybersecurity, and states and cities and all the local governments are competing for that talent alongside everybody else.
Wow. What do you think is a bigger problem? How much is a threat of actual hacking into our voting machines and our systems that tally the vote?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think that probably gets overstated a little bit sometimes in the press. I'm less concerned about that, just knowing, again, that the state is aware of the risks. They're working very hard to address it. Probably a bigger risk right now is what I would call information warfare. It's, any enemy of democracy, their goal is for us to not trust our system. And what could be more fundamental than free and fair elections? So they spread disinformation. I think our enemies care less about who wins and more about that we don't trust the system, that we don't trust each other.
And so I've heard, I guess social media is a way that this gets spread, with fake accounts and people masquerading to be someone they're not. Is there a good way that just a person on social media could recognize this?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that all of us are guilty of, myself included, we all have confirmation bias. We have things that we want to be true. And our enemies play to that. They know that. They have access to vast amounts of data, and they will plant stories that feed that confirmation bias. And unfortunately, a lot of people will immediately share it, like it, send it on without ever stopping to think, could this be false? Is this source a reliable one? And oftentimes when people take that extra moment to just consider the source and to think critically about what they're being told, they're able to delete it and move on without falling victim to that.
Are there places on the web that a person could maybe trust and go and confirm things if they have doubts?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, a lot of our local officials do a really good job of publishing resources. Certainly your organization does a good job of making that sort of thing available. And I think the more that citizens can solicit those kind of verified, trusted sources and choose those over ones they find on social media, the better off we'll all be.
Mm-hmm. Now, I have heard something called a bot, and that is somehow used to spread false information. How does that work?
Yeah, so one of the things that nation states especially do is they will write software that will spread disinformation. So rather than having a person behind the keyboard, it's a software program that's posting stories in multiple sources. It's actually, in some cases, writing the stories and just fabricating information outright. So again, doing that extra bit of critical thinking is so important to make sure that the source is real, that it can be trusted, and getting past that.
And then this is not exactly cybersecurity, but I know that some people have concerns with this. In fact, there is a League of Women Voters who is very active in advocating for going back to paper. So do you feel like that there is much opportunity for error and wrong vote tallies and things just with the machines?
Well, the Center for American Progress released a report earlier this year where they assigned a grade to every state on the quality of cybersecurity within their election systems. And unfortunately, Missouri didn't fare very well on that report. We were given a D, And since then, I think Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft has addressed some of the methodologies used in that report and some of the findings, but he's also worked very aggressively to ensure that we do have good systems. And one of the things that he's done a great job of, every voter system in the state of Missouri has to be certified by his office. And one of those requirements is that it be able to produce a paper trail and an auditable account of the votes. And I think that's a good thing. There are actually some states that don't have any kind of a requirement for that paper trail audit. And I think that puts those states at a huge risk.
Well, thank you, Dr. McMurtry. Our guest has been Shannon McMurtry, PhD, Assistant Professor of Management Information Systems at Drury University. This program and others in the Making Democracy Work series are available on the web at ksmu.org.